Monica Harding is the MP for Esher and Walton, and every month she kindly speaks to Radio Jackie to give us an update on her work. I'm Josette Lesser, and Monica joins me now. Good to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Can I start with the national insurance rise that was announced in the budget? You feel really strongly that this is going to affect us badly.
Well, look, I've had representation since the budget from small businesses, also from NHS providers. So GP surgeries, our local hospice, Princess Alice Hospice in Esher, and also for care providers, all who are being hit very, very hard by this national insurance rise, and as some are desperate. Now, I had an email this morning from one Surrey care provider who doesn't know how they're going to be able to continue. I just want to share some stats with you, and these are from the Surrey Care Association. They believe that costs will rise as a result of the national insurance contributions by at least 9%. And so the impact of just the national insurance rise for a typical 75-bed care home with around 130 staff will be an additional £85,000 a year. And that topped with the national minimum wage increases means that there's going to be a huge amount loaded upon care providers, which we know are at the sharp end of the NHS crisis that we have at the moment. I've had representations from the managing partners from GP practices who have called me in to say how badly it's going to affect them because they will not be exempted. And then Princess Alice Hospice, which I spoke about, they are facing a bill of £400,000 a year extra after these national insurance rises. So I've asked the Chancellor, I've written to the Chancellor, I've stood up in the Chamber and asked the government to rethink this and provide some exemption for these providers that are working within the NHS and care sector, providing us with the frontline care, but are going to hit very, very hard and will mean that there is going to be an impact in the quality or the quantity of care that they're able to give out.
When you call the government out, what are the chances that they are going to listen? Can we see a reversal?
Well, look, I think, you know, as in all these things, and we've done it with the winter fuel allowance as well, the more noise we can make, the more we can cause the government to rethink. It's great that we've got 72 Liberal Democrat MPs calling this out, and we're hoping the government will listen. They haven't shown signs of listening at the moment. We need to keep on holding them to account so that they do. They need to be in touch with what's happening on the ground. And that is my responsibility as a constituency MP for Esher and Walton to point out to the government what impact these are having on our local community.
Another area that badly affects us is the patient waiting times for A&E. Now, we've got two hospitals in your constituency, and on average, more than 1,000 people in each hospital wait for over 12 hours before being seen.
Well, again, this is something about what is happening on the ground. And it's up to me as the MP to tell the government what is happening in my constituency and represent them. You're absolutely right that the number of 12-hour waits at Ashford and St. Peter's and at Kingston Hospital has gone through the 2,000 mark. And these waits can be fatal. You know, people that are waiting either for an ambulance to come or on a hospital trolley upon entry into A&E, this can have a massive impact on life chances. So I'll give you two examples. There was a constituent that collapsed during sport recently in the last couple of months who had a stroke, and they waited for 90 minutes for an ambulance to come. That was in the heart of Esher. Another example is an elderly lady that I met who had had a heart attack a couple of weeks previously, was feeling unwell again, rang for an ambulance and was facing a 5-hour wait for an ambulance to come, and then entered A&E and was in A&E for 7 hours. That is a real life example of somebody that's been impacted by this. And to make matters worse, after having been discharged, last week, she went to the doctor's surgery only to find out that it was closed. this is not good enough for my constituents. And they voted for change on July the 4th, and they need change. So we need to see where this extra money that's going into the NHS, when it's going to come out, so that it's going to stop my constituents having these horrendous waits for A&E, and that there is change from the last mess that the Conservative government gave us. We want to see what's in the 10-year plan. We welcome the Darzi report, but none of it was new to us. We know by knocking on all those doors during the general election campaign that reform of the NHS and better resourcing for the NHS is the number one priority here in East Wilton. And still, in the lead up to winter, I'm getting these examples of horrendous waits. But to make matters worse, the government are putting national insurance contributions on care providers that again is going to clog up the system and make those waits even worse, again, impacting GP surgeries. So the whole thing needs to be rethought and unpicked. And what my job is to tell the government what's happening on the ground here in East Wilton and to say so in Parliament.
The only problem is time. Even if they listen, how long is this going to take to be implemented?
The Liberal Democrats are calling for an emergency plan for the NHS, and we've called for an emergency plan and a budget for the NHS ever since we were elected as a group in July. This is mission critical. Winter is coming. We know what happens with winter in the NHS. We cannot have another winter crisis for an NHS that is already on its knees. And hearing these results in A&E and the wait times in A&E show that critical action is needed now. Yes, we need a public consultation on the next 10 years of the NHS, but we need help now in the constituency.
Well, let's hope we get some results quickly. It is Christmas. Let's look at the lighter side of life as well. You've been to quite a few events, haven't you?
It's been an absolute thrill to go to the Christmas celebrations all across the constituency. And for me, I have lived in Thames Ditton for almost 20 years, and I was asked to turn on the lights this weekend. And I have to say, that's up there with being an MP as one of the moments for me. But seriously, what has come to the fore is the tremendous volunteers and community we have here. So much effort and time goes into creating these events, all done by volunteers in the community, and they've been a great celebration of the community. I would also say they've been a great celebration of our high streets too. All the independent retailers are there showing their wares, and of course, they need us as much as we need them. So let's get shopping in the high street this Christmas. Let's support our local community. And just to say, I bought my Christmas tree yesterday on the high street. So for all of those who've forgotten to get their or book their Christmas tree yet, please get along to your high street because they're there and they're waiting for you.